This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Rob Pate. The former Auburn defensive back joins us every Friday on the show. Welcome in, Rob Pate. How are you today?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing? I'm fine.
Good to hear from you again. Saw you a couple weeks ago playing a little golf, and good to talk with you again. I want to ask the just a yes or no. Do you have a good Little League parent story to share with us? You're in All-Stars now. I want to leave time for it if you do, or we can just plot on with football.
I mean, we started All-Stars. There's always drama, Ryan. I mean, it's a that's just part of life, I think, at this age group. You know, it's funny because I'm so used to All-Stars being, we were at Hoover East, and so that part fed into Spain Park, and so I'm used to All-Stars being against Vestavia, Mountain Brook, Trustful, you know, those teams, Pelham. And now we're playing Beauregard and Beulah and Macon County, and, you know, and you're like, oh, my, this is so weird. But so the first part was just the bracket and the way that it looked and how different it was. But, yeah, you know, you're always going to have we played Beauregard the other night, and they got a 10-year-old kid up on the mound, and he throws nothing but curveballs. I mean, curveball after curveball.
Oh, no.
And our assistant coach is an orthopedic surgeon here in town. He just took his card after the game and just gave it to the coach. It was like, I'll see your pitcher in a couple of years.
No, he didn't. Did he really? Gave him his business card?
Yeah, no doubt. And so we had that. We had they tried to slide that kid back behind the plate. If you throw more than 45 pitches in a game, you can't catch in this division the rest of the game. So, so they tried to pull one over and slide him in, which there's no penalty for it, you know, if you're trying to cheat. But we had to call them out on that. And so they had to pull a catcher and put another kid in. And then when we had a kid rope one off the fence, then they, of course, you know, challenged whether or not we had a legal or illegal bat, so that we had to stop the game and come over and look at the bat. So just that kind of craziness, man. It never stops.
The drama you deal with. Okay, so ESPN just a couple of days ago did an article, the most important game for each top 25 team. I disagree with most of these, but when you take a look at number 19 Auburn, you can make an argument for three different games, Rob, but I don't have a problem with they've got September 1st against Washington. Auburn wins that game, good chance they start the season 9-0.
Yeah, there is a good chance. There's also, you know, if you have the opportunity to lose one and still not, you know, put yourself out of position for all the goals that you want to achieve, that's the one you can drop. So, you know, I don't think that there's as much riding on that game as maybe the national media would like to think that there is. And I know both teams want to win it. And I think this Auburn program needs to win it for a couple of reasons. One, just the starts that we've had over the last couple of seasons, they haven't been great. I mean, when we play a team that is a national profile team, we just haven't been ready to play to begin a season. We have no excuse for that this year. Whether a starting quarterback returning or the front seven like we've got defensively, there's no reason for us to step on that football field, not be ready to win that football game. So I think the expectations are there to win it, and I think it's important. I also think that it's important for this team to learn to go over to that dome and win. We've been unsuccessful traveling over there and playing as of late, and they need to know that needs to be a place that when you walk in, you don't walk out a loser, you walk out a winner. If you want to accomplish the things that you've set out to begin this season, you walk into that place and you walk out holding your head high, and we've got to learn to do that right out of the gate this season.
Should be a very big Auburn crowd for that one to start the season. My question, LT, would be who the hell will have Auburn ranked 19th in the country to start off the
that's
season?
That's ESPN.
What poll are they using with that thing? Rob, seriously, when the polls that matter as much as they matter in the preseason, the AP and the coaches poll, where do you think Auburn opens up the season? I mean, I have them 7th, 8th, 9th in the country to start off the year. Where would you think they start?
I think that would be fair. I mean, I think on the cusp of a top 10 team would be realistic and where this team should probably land. But look, that's just part of being Auburn. I mean, you know, you're used to dealing with sort of being overlooked and having to play in that underdog role and people not expecting you to live up to the hype. So, you know, I think it's good for that team. I think it's good for these guys when SEC teams roll out, preseason teams, and you don't see many guys with an Auburn logo represented. You know, they need that. You know, they need to know that we got to go out and prove it. Nobody's going to give us a thing. You know, so, you know, I'm glad that we're to a point where, by and large, you get to win things on the field. And that's how you represent for the big prize. Granted, there's a couple of teams out there, particularly the one Alabama in our own division, that sometimes gets the you know, the benefit of the doubt and is able to roll into games like that without the hardware. But Auburn's going to have to prove it week in and week out, and that's just the nature of being an Auburn Tiger.
Rob Pate is with us, the former Auburn defensive back, and he joins us each week courtesy of Crane Works, the talented team at Crane Works, the group to call for crane and equipment rental. Just look for that big dog right downtown in Birmingham. They're on the city skyline, as always, and they bring you Rob Pate each week. I did a similar exercise earlier with John Parker Wilson. I'm going to change the one I do with you. I'm going to give you Jarrett Stidham's key numbers last year, and all I'm asking is, where do you think you would see the most significant improvement in his numbers, okay? 66.5 was his completion percentage, 3,158 yards passing, 18 touchdowns, 6 picks. So of those categories, where do you think you would see the most significant improvement?
I think he'll throw for more touchdowns this season. You know, I think they got down there a lot and then punched it in with Kerryon Johnson. I just think that initially that this is going to be a team that probably throws the ball more than Auburn is accustomed to. And that's because you're riding a guy that you trust, and also because you've got a young offensive line. And this may be a season where Auburn initially comes out of the gate throwing to set up the run, which is just backwards of this league. We just don't see that a lot. But, you know, in order to get these guys solidified and give them an opportunity to mesh, I think we may see some of that. And they'll lean heavily on Jarrett to get him into good plays. You know, he does a good job of being able to get up there and take advantage of what a defense gives them. And a lot of times that means little short throws that are really an extension running play. But he gets the numbers for it. I just think that, you know, all those numbers were solid. The touchdown to interception ratio was fantastic. The yardage, Auburn's never had a kid return that has thrown that much yardage in our history. And, you know, I think that that's the one that we want to improve on is the touchdown. Keep the turnovers low. And that's something he has to improve on big time. Down the stretch, so many fumbles and just inopportune times. And so I know they're working on that a lot. I actually saw him last week, and he talked about working on that a lot. And so protecting the football is going to be key one for him.
You know, it's funny you talked about Auburn throwing more than they're accustomed to. He actually, and this is a baffling stat to me, Jarrett Stidham completed almost as many passes as Jalen Hurts attempted. He completed 246. Hurts attempted 254 in two more games. I mean, same amount of games, 14 games. My apologies. 246 completions for Stidham, 254 attempts for Hurts. That's crazy.
It is, you know, but, you know, I think that a lot of passing plays that Alabama calls end up being running plays with Jalen Hurts. So,
right.
So you sort of take those numbers down a little bit for him. And then also the fact that Alabama does a much better job of rotating running backs through their roster so that down towards the end of the season, you get a guy that gets nicked up or his tank's empty. They got somebody else they can lean on that has the experience to carry the game. You saw it in the national title game. They finished that game with a true freshman who had experience, who had been rotated in through that season where the moment wasn't too big for him. Auburn just hasn't chosen to do that. It hurt us big time last year. And I think that takes down some of the numbers as well for Jalen Hurts because he's got somebody else that he can rely on to hand the ball off to and know that he's still going to do positive things with it. So we've got to do a better job this year of having multiple guys ready to play in the backfield. And hopefully we learned a lesson from that last year.
Tonight in Canadian football, Trey Mason and Nick Marshall with Saskatchewan, they play their first game at home tonight. In all seriousness, how interested are you in seeing Trey Mason get back on a football field?
Well, you know, we all wish him well. I mean, just the guy's got a heart of a lion. And, you know, the way that he competed in an Auburn Tigers uniform, you're not going to be able to find many guys that you could point to that you'd say, man, I mean, that guy is representative of the heart and the desire and the fight that you want to see. You know, maybe a Shaud Williams or a guy like that that you could point to if you're an Alabama fan. You just want those guys to succeed and do well because you know they poured every ounce of their ability and heart and desire for their program. And you hate to see guys leave and make bad decisions and get on the wrong side of things for a lot of reasons. But, you know, you want these guys to do well. When you see them come out and try so hard for your team, you become invested in them, and you want those guys to go out and be positive people in the world. And so I hope the best for him. I hope that he turns his life around and that this is his opportunity to do something he likes to do, and that it sets his path straight again. But it also speaks to how incredibly difficult it is to remain in the NFL. Because those are two talented guys, you know, collegiate superstars, guys that that willed their team to a national championship game, and yet they're playing in a minor league system, so to speak. And so, it's all about timing. It's all about being in the right spot at the right time. It's all about making wise choices. And man, it's hard to stay on top in a brutal game like this.
All right, he is former Auburn defensive back Rob Pate, and he joins us Fridays at 8, courtesy of our good friends down at Crane Works.
Yeah, what a terrific, really a dominant company Crane Works is and has been for a long time. Always a fixture on jocks for many, many years, but also a fixture in our city skylines and construction sites for quite some time. And whether you're looking for earth-moving equipment or aerial equipment for your next project, Crane Works has all that you need, including trained and qualified operators. And I get to see Crane Works equipment every day around campus here in Auburn. And the Auburn administration trusts a leader in the business to expand and upgrade the facilities here in cities and campuses across the South. So give them a call today or visit the big dog at craneworks.com.
Rob, thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
And